sell themselves to Egypt or Jordan, likely to never be allowed to return. Hopefully, it would mean tamping down the McCarthyism and the doxing and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian racism in our own country and in Europe. And then somebody, anybody, actually working to solve the real problem, which is a 56-year occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip that has sparked and will continue to spark vehement and, yes, even violent resistance, whether Hamas exists or not. It's a lot to unpack. And sometimes it feels like an impossible conversation. But we need to have it anyway, today, tomorrow, and in the many days ahead. Today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a ceasefire will not happen in his latest speech, pointed at an international audience. What that means for the region, the U.S., and the world.
Thank you to Joy Reid and also to Lene. And we'll look forward to seeing Lene when she comes to Pittsburgh. That should be quite an experience. And in our last segment, let's go back and review some of the things that were said.
You're saying the city and county need to step it up right now.
I think the city and county need to come together and step it up. And I know they are working together, but we need to step it up.
The surge in homelessness and homeless encampments. We've shown you new tent villages popping up along the riverfronts and local parks. The city and county call it a long-term problem that requires long-term solutions. But tonight, some city council members are calling for more immediate action. KDK investigator Andy Sheehan first told you about the surge and joins us now live.
Homeless encampments have sprung up around the waterfronts and throughout the city, and city residents are concerned about their own safety and the safety of the homeless themselves. And some city council members are calling for immediate action. Underneath the Warhol Bridge, a homeless encampment seems to have sprung up overnight. And by day, many of those tent dwellers now congregate up above on the Fort Duquesne Boulevard promenade. Well, these are homeless people mostly behind us?
Yes, sir. For most part, most of them are homeless.
The city and county say they're working with these people, trying to provide for their needs while attempting to get them into some kind of permanent housing. Since the pace is slow, some of the organizations have even provided the tents. But Council President Teresa Cale-Smith calls this misguided and wants immediate action.
We're not helping people. We're creating more victims. And that's not the answer. We need some immediate response from both the county and the city to come together and work this out immediately.
Smith is being joined by Councilwoman Deb Gross and Councilman Bobby Wilson in asking both the city and county to address the crisis in the short term, like finding an empty hotel or assembling tiny house villages in which to place these people for the benefit of the general public and the homeless themselves.
We need to give the people that are homeless, that are without housing, and people that are living in and around this some relief. We need some relief immediately.
The city believes relief will come when this new shelter, currently under construction, opens up downtown, providing at least temporary shelter for many of the new homeless. But while Smith and others say more housing is needed, Mayor Ganey says removing the tents is not an option.
Remove them by force? I'm not going to remove them by force. We're going to try to do something that's a little bit more humane.
I would like to see the tents removed. And, I mean, there's a way to do it with some compassion. I would like to see the tents removed. But more importantly, I'd like to see the people into safe housing.
Finding that housing will be a tall order. But city council members say this is a crisis and it demands bold and immediate action. Reporting on the North Shore, Andy Sheehan, KDK News.
Thanks for listening. Coming up is consolidation, and on Sundays, it's the Jazz Corner. WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where we play our favorite genres for you. Tune in to Anatomy of the Ear Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. Support for Anatomy of the Ear comes from Spirit Pittsburgh. Spirit is a multi-level music and party venue located in Lawrenceville. Tonight, Spirit is hosting Flux Party, a dance party filled with house disco and dance beats from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m.
Hey, everybody. This is Peter, and it is time for the new and newer music show here on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. This week, I'm super excited because I'm playing all of my favorite tracks from 2023. Wait, is that the year we're in, 2023? Yeah. So I'm super excited and because I don't always get to play stuff that I really love because I'm just usually just throwing up all new music and a lot of it I have not even heard when I play it. So this is pretty awesome because I took my favorite tracks of this year, and I'll probably be talking about them a lot. If you have any questions or need anything, give me a call at 268-WRCT. So let's get started. This is the newest from Hotline TNT. This just came out recently. They're a New York band. Feeble Little Horse plays with them a lot. I've seen them together on the same bill. I love this track. This is I Thought You'd Change.
Gonna take her out.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can call 412-821-8484 or you can email them at atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So this show is usually my favorite show of the year because I get to play all my favorite music that I've been playing all year, and it just makes me so happy. So let's start off with that last track we heard, that Slow Dive with Kisses. I believe they were a 90s band, and I know they're a 90s band that's back, and I love that track, Kisses. Before that, King Tuff with Small Town Stardust. Before that, a track that should have been a huge hit, but I don't know. Is anything like a hit in like indie rock? I don't really know. That's Allie Light with Squirrel Flower singing Allie Light. And it sounds like Bruce Springsteen or something maybe. And we start off the set with another great track, Hotline TNT with I Thought You'd Change. Okay, upcoming tracks. There's lots of good stuff coming up, including a band I interviewed this year. But let's start off with the track I've played a few times this year, and that's Sleaford Mods. I love their track UK Grim, and the video is awesome too. So have fun.
In a bag, the corner stop, there's a drop off. Aunt Pierre and Vladimir's guys top off. This guy's top off quick, reach for your bits. He's so fit, big banger. Number 10 can't give me that Bruce Banner. I've got crisis stamina, full marathon, four poop breaks. I can feel the crisis race spray out my back, because in England nobody can hear you scream. You're just lads. This is UK Grim, keep that desk here in tiger, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. This is UK Grim, keep that desk here in tiger, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. You're perceived contradictory, an hypocritical fate. There's no top five album when you're off the grid. To please you, mate. Liz Truss, conformity. The smooth streets in the business quarter where the white Range Rovers haunt. They sound lovely. White shirts and lunch bellies. Threesomes, wealth measles. Penetrate the cornflakes. I want it all like a crack forest gatto. I do drugs in my head so I can still go to bed as I pan the slabs of this dreamscape into eggs. This is UK Grim, keep that desk here and tie down, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. This is UK Grim, keep that desk here and tie down, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. But when it's gone,
years. You could call me the I'm really scared, but I have no fear. I have 10 years of blink through eyes, made of clouds and inner childs. Could you help me find an abbreviation?
Use, want some, destroy. Single servings of pain. The dose of emotion. Sickness I just can't shake. And my fear of woke. You got no possessions, just
tripped over the moon. I'm just trying to hold on to you. I leave my headlights on. I only feel like myself at night. Don't always treat you right, but I don't know how to be subtle with all the things I hate about myself.
Best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Well, I'm trying to play another PSA here for you, but I don't know what's going on here. Sometimes it does this. It's really weird.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VinCheck service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over to NICB.org to check it out.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
So I didn't know that was a thing, flooded vehicles. I guess they smell like mold. That's what I'm assuming, but I don't know. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm playing all my favorite tracks from this past year. And I think I did a pretty good job editing out all the swear words in that those last few songs. I was sitting here just editing them out because some of them I don't always play on the air because of the swear words. But I think I got them all. So the last track you heard was Wild Nothing with Headlights On. I love that song. Hatchie sings on that as well. Before that, Queens of the Stone Age, Emotion Sickness. Before that, Rebel Bucket, that's the Earth Worship abbreviation remix. And we started off the set with Sleaford Mods with UK Grimm, and that track is just so much fun. And I think they're funny. They crack me up. They're a UK band. Here's another band from the UK, and I love this track too. Turn it up if you want to, because I'm turning it up in here. This is Civic with Blood Rushes.
a glimmer, but you still don't think. It's where I end and he begins. I'm gonna breathe and work for every little card I know. I'm gonna breathe and work for every little card I know. And we leash up the darkness of time wherever we go. Can I come to your room when I'm tired? Let's leave it alone. We got trampled by the mountains here. A single step each thousand year. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. Let's find our flavor in some distant town. To dress up, get thrown around. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. We meet up with darkness of time wherever we go. Can I sleep in your room when I'm tired? Let's leave it alone.
So
So we have a few shows here on WRCT that you might enjoy. One is Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's a fiddle tune and radio show, not a prescription for your a podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program, and stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and www.wrct.org. And another show we have here is called Apples, Fresh, Sweet, Crunchy, and Juicy Beats, coming to you live from Darya every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Jungle, Techno, Dembo, and more. And I don't know what Dembo is, but I'm assuming it's like a techno, electronic type of sound. Okay, I hope you're enjoying the show. Yeah, I've been playing some of my favorite tracks from 2023. That last one was Wednesday, Chosen to Deserve. They are going to be playing Thunderbird in January, and I'm going to do my best to give away tickets for that one. Before that, a great remix from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Perfume Genius. That was Spitting Off the Edge of the World, the Try remix. Before that, the folky sounds of The Tallest Man on Earth with Every Little Heart. And we started off the set with the new, well, I don't know if it's the newest, but it's the newest album from Civic, and that's Blood Rushes. And man, that song's so much fun, and I'm having a lot of fun too. So if you would like to hear anything, or you have anything you want to say, any comments, you can always give me a call. It's 268 WRCT. That's CMU WRCT. I didn't really even know that 268 actually spelled out CMU, but yeah, CMU WRCT. Okay, so my favorite reissue of the year was the Replacements reissue of Tim. I love the Replacements. They're so good. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. They totally remixed this album, and this was already one of my favorite tracks, and when they remixed it, they made the track like a minute longer because they found all these other guitar parts that weren't used. And yeah, if you've never heard this album, if you like the original college rock sound of the 80s, this is one of those albums that would be, you know, I would check out if I were you. This is Little Mascara.
Little mascara.
88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You know.